This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. At least 22,000 are dead and tens of thousands more missing in Myanmar. The UN is now warning the death toll could go much higher in the cyclone-stricken nation previously known as Burma. The BBC's Paul Danhauer has the story on efforts to help.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Burma are now enduring their fifth day cut off from the outside world, stranded across the Irrawaddy Delta, waiting for relief. International aid has been trickling into the country, but nowhere near enough. Tens of thousands of people are known to be dead, many more are missing, and perhaps a million are without food and shelter. And the true scale of this disaster is yet to emerge. Many roads are still blocked by fallen trees and debris. The government does not have the resources to deal with this catastrophe, but it's still reluctant to open the door fully to the international aid teams waiting outside.
The BBC's Paul Danhauer reporting. We'll have more on Myanmar in a bit, a conversation with an aid group that's on the ground there later this hour. Oil prices went sky high this morning on a prediction they could go to $200 a barrel in the next year or two. They didn't get there yet, but did set a new record of $123 a barrel. Goldman Sachs made the $200 call. Analysts there say it's basic economics. Supply from Mexico and Russia is down. Throw in the weak dollar and that adds up to $200. Oil prices are about double what they were just a year ago. The West is going to burn. Especially dry weather has forest officials worried about a tough wildfire season. In Northern California, firefighters are on duty early. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has more from Modesto.
This is the driest March-April combination in the 45 years records have been kept. Forest officials say it's unusual in the spring to see fires like the one in mid-April that burned 20 acres of trees, destroyed a home and two cars, and forced the evacuation of 50 residences. Visitors to the forest are being warned to be extremely vigilant, according to Pat Connert, spokesman for the Stanislaw National Forest.
This is sizing up to be the kind of fire season where one spark can touch off a disaster.
Connert says by summer it's likely that fire restrictions will be in place in many areas of the forest. As crews report for duty, all fire protection stations will be open by next Monday. A helicopter used to douse flames will be ready for flights in early June, as will a reloading station at the Stockton Airport.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. New Mexico is burning too, but firefighters there are getting the upper hand. A 13,000-acre fire in the Central Mountains sent residents running. Now some are being allowed back. Crews have been able to contain most of it, helped out by mild weather. And visitors to Vermont can see green mountains, rolling hills, pastures, but they won't see highway billboards. They're illegal statewide. They've been that way for 40 years. But Vermonters are worried a new law could end the ban, pretty much by accident. A law passed late in the legislature session was just supposed to protect a barn mural, but it could allow billboards to pop up around the state. Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine are the other states with billboard bans. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.